good for
I
the
yes.
R01 to R05. Yeah, everything. How do you think we focus as a board, just without looking at the minutes, right? To like evaluate, like, do you think we focus on the how well versus how well? Like, how do you think we do with that?
It's a good question. I feel like we do definitely have a nice focus towards the not the maintenance, the management, but the business side of how the school is being taken care of and the how well. I think it's a better question, truthfully, for Diane, though, on
That's true.
like, do you feel that how we interact with you fits that bill, or do you think that
Oh,
there's some
yeah.
tweaks in there of crossing lines a little?
I appreciate the fact that we look at and you're interested in seeing the data and what is it that we're going to do to continue that growth. I feel like that fell more into like the COVID years when it became this messy, emotional. It was more of that, but that wasn't anybody's fault. That was just COVID, right? Like we're trying to figure out as we went. So there was
How to
there's
apply
no
these
policy out
new
of
things.
pandemic because nobody expected it. But other than that, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. I mean, if it was not functioning.
Right. I think it helps that our charter and our governance policies will really focus on our results. And so it keeps that focus on like how is the school performing? How are the students performing? So it kind of is our North Star in a lot of ways,
Yeah,
that
I feel like
results.
there's been a lot of growth over for all of us over the past 4 to 5, like learning a new, well, that's a really cool site, but that helps you as a board president to really look at that and see what's happening around the state of Utah. And so question though, how often do they have to apply for the charter? Like
Every
every
5 years, isn't it?
is it?
It depends on the state.
I just don't know how some of these
So,
schools are still existing. I'm still
yeah,
calling
that's true.
that.
It's true after looking outside, I
No,
agree
I
with
do
you.
believe though that
Well,
you
some
are.
of
Well,
those schools are the kind of, I don't think those are charters. Or were they in that little bubble graph?
I think no, but in the list that I gave you,
No,
like
yeah.
that compares our school, like
Oh,
those are
for
charters.
Utah, there's no, you don't have to reapply for your charter. It can be, but we don't have to
Oh.
reapply.
Oh, okay.
So it's just until they're doing something
You
else.
think it's revoked for financial matters? I'm not aware of one that got revoked for failure to perform. There may be one. I'm just I, they all the revocation seem to come from financial matters, but often those come because enrollment tanks, maybe because of performance.
Well, that's what's terrifying, though, is why we need to look at this like very seriously. That I mean, that should be the very number one focus is we are to have everything in place to perform. Well, not everything. We're working on building it stronger, right? But like we need that to match them, the enrollment. But I mean, we will, but it's just a frustrating process.
Agreed.
Fine.
Done with my section. Okay.
Thanks.
Your question then, I think that one thing, as an example, the last year, one thing we've done is when there has been an issue that needed to be taken care of, we did create a new policy. And so I think we didn't take time during the meeting to squabble about it. It was decided to be a policy on this. And so we created it and moved on.
It's also a very good point, Amy, because I think if we keep with that, if there's something we as a board want, an expectation of the school, then we as a board create that policy to put that forth and then, you know, head of school knows to follow it. So All right, Dave, last
question
section, Legislative Committee.
of course.
In the monthly meeting of the UAPCS, they featured our mural, which just and their emphasis was, and, you know, it's a lot of it's in the article, but it was how, you know, because these are advocates and lobbyists for charter schools. They emphasized how there was this community involvement and how we had gone to
the state, we've gone to the city, like the inclusion committee of the city, we involve local business or involve local people. And so it's this big community involvement project, along with, you know, the unveiling scheduled for September 29th, and the charter school is right in the middle of it. So that's what they emphasized that they thought was cool.
Nice.
That's great.
That was good. Some of the...
How did they know?
They read the paper.
Oh.
We're on the street. We're live.
And in fact, they actually had this article up on the screen.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so fun.
Yeah, and then as far as, I think the most interesting things in the legislative developments that are always surrounding money, you know, there was a bunch of, you know, federal dollars sloshing around during and post-COVID, which everyone kind of expects money to try out. But for now, there's a lot of dough around, and there is talk about getting the state board is talking about taking an initiative to the legislature to try to get transportation, like the transportation dollars that charter schools spend, which is collectively $3.6 million. So this isn't busing, but just transportation expenses. They're trying to get that paid for separately, and then charters can take the money that they spend on transportation and allocate that to other things. So it's just kind of a potential way to get more money into charter schools, with the idea that, you know, a lot of, you know, community schools, district schools, et cetera, kind of already have that as, this is my understanding, is that they kind of already have that as part of what they get. So anyway, that there's a bunch of steps that would have to happen, but that's kind of work, which is, could be financially beneficial for charters. Right. There's still talk of the ever popular sensitive materials issue. And, you know, it's actually, sensitive materials are actually described in the Utah criminal code. Mm-hmm. And it's just pornographic or indecent materials. So if something is, you know, if you look at something that's being taught in schools and, you know, somebody makes the argument that it's a violation of, you know, state criminal law, you know, there can be issues. And so, but it seems like with a lot of the community input and including from the charter lobby, there people are advocating to kind of let these decisions be made on the school level as opposed to legislatively, because then it gets into micromanagement and charters. The charter lobby doesn't like it because they're like, it's just another thing that charters have to, another more hoops for the charter to jump through. And it's better if the local school deals with these things. For instance, you know, an elementary school, you know, K through five, you know, located in the suburbs may have different standards than, you know, the inner city charter high school for artists or something. So rather than have it come from the legislature, let it be local. That's kind of some of the thoughts over there. That, you know, could potentially affect us. There is a way that we can line up through the UAPCS, having our legislator come in. So we could, you know, I think they would go for, you know, we would either get Curtis or Owens here. Owens district, we're actually in the fourth. We're in Curtis's congressional district, but on the other side of I-15, you know, where that's Owens. And so a lot of the kids that go to our school are in Owens district, and he's right here, and he's a citizen of Draper. He lives in Draper. So we can work through UACPS and PCS, and they can contact him, either one of those two, set up either a town hall or a, you know, come talk to the students during the day or whatever type deal when they're not in session. And, you know, we can invite members of the community and they can go say something. Owens, as I recall, is or wants to be, I think he is on one of the education committees. So
he's the ranking member, actually.
Yeah, so he would make sense because he was trying to get off judiciary. Mm-hmm. He was on education.
He's K-12.
Yeah, so he'd be great to come speak.
Okay.
You know, because he's like, hey, here's what we're working on, here's what we're doing. We can invite people from the community, but up on the marquee. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Rap Owens is going to be here, blah blah blah, and then that's also something that we talked about in a report. It could be talked about in newsletters, I think that brings some positive attention to the school and, you know, gives the students access to one of their elected leaders. And I think that'd be good. So I say we take them up on that and contact them and say, let's get Owens lined up.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be happy to come.
That'd be a great experience.
He'll come and like take pictures with his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Our whole delegation is very engaging. He's no exception. So I think it'd be good.
How do we
do it? If you
like, is that you sending an email? Like, how do
we can do that. We can just reach out and say, we're in, we want that. So
that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Yeah, thank you.
He even lets you wear it. Stick on a huge Super Bowl ring. It swallows up your hand.
Hard to see how that.
I don't know.
I hope he was a football player.
Yeah, he was a football player.
Maybe Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know all their backstories. I'm just learning a lot of who you are.
He's a good guy.
I feel better.
All right.
Okay. And I don't know, just there's one thing of note that the state board meets once a month on the first Thursday and Friday. And they usually talk about rule proposals and rule change proposals.
Mm-hmm.
And they release those to the charter lobby and the head of the Utah State Charter Board about a week and a half in advance of those meetings for comment. So, you know, members of boards can potentially get on a review committee to review along with those two, review some of these changes and give their input on, you know, on whether or not this should happen. Sometimes there are very few proposed changes, sometimes there are like 20. Mm-hmm. So that's a chance for board members to be more involved in some of those policy changes. Okay, that's pretty much the report from the meeting and what's going on legislatively. That's it.
Okay, well, it takes us to the end of our topic. So since there's no further business, the meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.
All right, you lost this one. I've got it on Zoom now. Becca, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.